The following program is brought to you by Total Theater Online. The views expressed do not necessarily represent those of the staff or management of WGBB. You're listening to the station that serves your community, 1240 WGBB. And now it's time for Dave's Gone By with David Lefkowitz.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Dave's Gone By, 90 minutes of talk radio, music, and comedy brought to you by Total Theater and Performing Arts Insider Magazine. Here every Monday night, 6:30 to 8 p.m. on AM 1240 WGBB Freeport and AM 1240 WGBB.com, live streaming on the web. And I've been getting a lot of feedback from folks listening on the internet or occasionally trying to listen on the internet but not succeeding for whatever reason. But it should work. So if you're driving home, if you're listening to the show in your car, but you're heading out to Queens or Brooklyn or a place where the radio signal is not bouncing provocatively into your home, do log on to your computer, am1240wgbb.com, click on the place where it says Listen Live, and you should be able to listen live. If you can't do that, if the stream is not working or the sound is unlistenably poor, please drop me an email so I can forward that to the webmasters over here and see if maybe the problem is on our end, might be on yours. I know I can't listen using Netscape. The only one that works for me is Internet Explorer. Yours might be completely different, or it might work on both, or neither at all. I know you need Windows Media, but if you don't have it, there's a button on the site where you can download it. It's totally free. No salesperson will call. But again, if you can't get the show, drop me an email, davesgoneby@aol.com, because maybe we can help. Davesgoneby, no apostrophe, at aol.com. And the Dave part of that screen name refers to me, Dave Lefkowitz, radio personality, journalist, editor, and songwriter, delighted to be here on this holiday edition of Dave's Gone By. Happy Hanukkah, everybody! Started Friday night, runs until Saturday evening, every night lighting one more candle. And most people, even Jews, still don't have a really clear idea of what Hanukkah is all about. I mean, they realize it's a happy holiday, a festival. It's not one of those sad holidays like Yom Kippur, where nobody eats and nobody laughs, and the only game anyone plays is musical chairs trying to find an empty seat in the synagogue. But Hanukkah is about games and food and presents, even if it weren't trying to be the kosher version of Christmas these days. Basically, for Jews, Hanukkah is VG Day. Now, you've heard of VE Day in World War II and then VJ Day. I guess for some of the soldiers stationed in France and Germany, VD Day. Well, for Jews of olden times, VG Day was victory over the Greco-Syrian Empire, which had taken control of Judea. Now, soldiers had stormed into the Jewish temples and defiled them, sacrificing pigs on the altars and basically making it look like Walmart on the day after Thanksgiving. Now, a Jewish guy named Mattathias said, "This is not acceptable." In fact, he got so ticked off that he stabbed a soldier to death. Mattathias ran away and regrouped with his five kids, among them Judah, the well-known Judah Maccabee. And the Maccabee family became a lean, mean, anti-pagan fighting machine. You know, it just occurred to me that we talk about Mattathias and the five kids, and then there's, like, Judah with the last name Maccabee, Judah Maccabee, but if that was Judah's last name, that means the other kid's name was that too, and so was Mattathias. He was Mattathias Maccabee. Well, nobody ever calls him that. I mean, maybe his friends called him Maggie Mac for short, but for modern people, it's always Mattathias and the kids, Jonathan, John, Simon, Eleazar, and then Judah Maccabee, as if he was the only one with that surname. Maybe Judah's mom kept her maiden name, maybe he was a stepchild, because all the kids and their dad collectively were called the Maccabees, which gave them a really unfair advantage at the Maccabee Games every 4 years. But anyway, the army of the Maccabees came back out of hiding and overthrew the Greeks and Syrians, threw them out of the temples, forced them to stop banning the religion Jews had been practicing for hundreds of years. In other words, Mattathias was like Ayatollah Khomeini, only with better PR. And his last order of business was to repurify the temple in Jerusalem. Now, according to myth or legend or truth, whichever you want to put your faith in, it took 8 days for that process. And while they were doing it, the Jews were worried they'd only have enough oil to light their giant candelabra for one day. But lo and behold, the oil they had lasted 8 days, which is why Hanukkah lasts 8 days, and each night we light one more candle on the menorah. It's probably the best-known tradition of the holiday, and the dreidel is another. I mean, people know vaguely that Hanukkah has these rituals and doodads, but not really why. Now, the dreidel thing is a cool story, actually. Apparently, the dreidel game was what Jewish kids used to play during the Greco-Syrian occupation. The children were actually studying Hebrew and the Torah, which was illegal. But when the soldiers came around, the kids made believe they were just spinning a top and gambling. Or, if the kids were from ancient Mepham High School, they'd play spin the dreidel, with the loser getting a fistful of chocolate coins you don't want to wear. Oh, speaking of which, there's even a story behind the chocolate money that people give on the holiday. When the Maccabees came back into power, they minted new coins, their own currency, so they didn't have to deal with the empire. Kind of like Spain choosing the euro over the dollar, for example. So the chocolate coins in those little yellow testicular baggies, that's based on the Maccabees' new banking system. And in keeping with modern times, in making sure that Hanukkah remains current and relevant to our way of life, the chocolate manufacturers have been very perceptive, very wise, and they keep putting fewer and fewer coins in the little bag. Remember, you used to get 10 or 12 coins in one of those things, and three of them used to be like silver dollar size, and a couple were half dollar size, and then the rest were quarters and nickels. Now you're lucky if you get 6 coins in the baggie. One silver dollar, one half dollar, and like 4 dimes. I guess the Nassau County chocolate assessor takes out taxes first, I don't know. But anyway, that's just a very brief overview of Hanukkah history and lore. I didn't get to do a Hanukkah show last week because I had an amazing guest. I hope you all heard that show, Stefan Zucker, opera fanatic extraordinaire, and it was great talking with him about Corelli and Pavarotti and movable larynxes and pitch controls and what have you, hoping to have him on again in a month or two. And I said at the end of last week's show that I wondered and worried whether I could top it, whether this week's show would be an automatic letdown, no matter what the guest or topic. But you know what? I think I worried in vain, because it looks like we have another treat for you. But first, I'm going to give you a word, a scary, misunderstood, undervalued word. Housewife. Just housewife.
Just a housewife, nothing special, nothing great. What I do is kind of boring. If you'd rather, it can wait. All I am is someone's mother. All I am is someone's wife. All of which seems unimportant. All it is just my life. Laundry, wash the dishes, take the dog out, clean the house, shop for groceries, look for specials, God, it sounds so Mickey Mouse, drop the kids off, pick the shirts up, try to lose weight, try again, keep the troops fed, pick their things up, lose your patience, count to 10, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All I am is just a housewife, just a housewife, nothing great. What I do is out of fashion, what I feel is out of date. All I am is someone's mother, right away I'm not too bright. What I do is unfulfilling, so the TV talk shows tell me every night. I don't mean to complain at all, but they make you feel like you're 2 feet tall when you're just a wife. magazines, make a bunch of beans out of family life. You're a whiz if you go to work, but you're just a jerk if you say you won't. Women's lips says they think it's fine if the choice is mine, but you know they don't. What I do, what I choose to do, may be done to you, but it's not to me. Is it dumb that they need me there? Is it dumb to care? 'Cause I do, you see. And I mean, did you ever think, really stop and think, what a job it was? Doing all the things that a housewife does. I'm afraid it's unimpressive. All I am is someone's mother. Nothing special. What I do is unexciting. Kind of dull. Take the kids here, take the kids there. I don't mean to complain at all. All I am is busy, busy. All I am is like my mother. All I am is just a housewife.
Just a housewife. Karen Akers there singing Craig Cornelia's classic cabaret song about what that word really means. But even there, the word housewife still conveys something of a knee-jerk vision of middle-aged soccer moms and frumpy house coats and supermarket shoppers. Well, don't completely negate that. But tonight you also have to add platinum wigs and fishnet stockings and tattoos and wild props and ballsy humor and an attitude a lot of 20-year-olds would be lucky to have, because tonight, in the studio, we're getting a visit from Housewives on Prozac. That's their name, Housewives on Prozac, and their rock, pop, blues, camp, satire. It's a very unique band of women. We have a couple of them with us. We've also got one on the phone. The leader of the group, Joy Rose, told one reporter, quote, "The name Housewives on Prozac is a metaphor. I'm a housewife with four kids. The word housewife is kind of an old-fashioned term that's meant to get a giggle out of people. But housewives nowadays aren't just housewives. We are educated. We have careers. The Prozac part of the band's name comes from when I was diagnosed with lupus. I was on a lot of different medications then." Well, we'll learn more on that later. "And Prozac sounds a lot sexier than prednisone. We're all just trying to get happy. And I'm so happy to have Housewives on Prozac on this program just about 15 minutes from now. But before that, gotta do the weekly news gone by, the Dave's Gone By version of Weekend Update or The Daily Show. Stories this week include an ice hotel, a strange FedEx package, and a deer on the wrong side of the tracks. So stay tuned. It's going to be a fun holiday episode on this, our 57th edition of Dave's Gone By, on the air since October 2002 on AM 1240 WGBB Freeport and AM 1240 WGBB.com. It's going to be wild. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a treat for housewives and their house husbands, and maybe for the kids too, but there might be a joke or two or a subject we talk about that your kids perhaps aren't ready for. So just be cautioned that we rate this program DGB-13. The Dave's Gone By equivalent of PG-13. We don't do anything FCC-21, nothing to turn them into angry, foul-mouthed, sexually deviant Grinches, like your host. No, this is not a children's show. It's a show for grown-ups who want to feel like kids. It's like getting 90 minutes of Christmas all year round. And we'll look under our tree for some kosher goodies just 60 seconds from now! And AM 1240 WGBB.com, it's time for the news gone by, a look at world and local events of the past week from a proactive and prozactive perspective. Well, not everybody gets a Christmas gift this time of year, but guess who did? John Hinckley Jr., the man who shot and nearly killed former President Ronald Reagan. Hinckley fought for and won the legal right to visit his parents, unsupervised, for 12 hours at a time, so long as his folks keep him on a tight leash and don't leave Washington, D.C. Plus, the Secret Service is going to keep an eye on him just in case. Still, I don't know. I think they're being a little generous to a guy who basically committed treason, and it's not as if he hasn't been out of the mental hospital since 1981. He's made dozens of supervised visits to theaters, bookstores, and bowling alleys without a problem. No doubt the judges were touched when they heard Hinckley mumble that to spare his parents' pain, he wishes he'd grown up in a foster home. Unfortunately, what he really said was that he wished he'd grown up in Jodie Foster's home. No, but members of the Reagan family expressed outrage at the court's decision, of course, all except Nancy Reagan, who was overheard whispering to Hinckley's parents, "Here's $1,000 and a backdoor key. Tell him to aim better this time, and at last, I can be free! Free!" In architectural news, citing building code violations, officials in Alaska halted construction of the Aurora Ice Hotel. Intended to be a draw for tourists, the Gothic Palace was to be 30 feet high, with 7 rooms of 8-foot-thick walls made of snow and ice. Visitors would pay $900 for a 2-night stay that included Arctic sleeping bags and survival gear. Leaving aside, for the moment, why anyone's idea of a vacation would include trying not to freeze to death, the ironic part of the story is that construction on the ice hotel was suspended by fire marshals. Let's be clear here. The entire place is made out of frozen water, and they're worried it won't pass fire codes. I mean, you know, shouldn't they just put a sign on the door, "In case of fire, bring swim trunks"? I'm not getting anything from the engineer on that. Oh well. On the Long Island front, a study by the National Center for Smart Growth shows that people living in the suburbs are, on average, 6 pounds heavier than city dwellers. The reason, apparently, is that city people do a lot more walking, where suburbanites rely more on their cars. However, there's another study that discounts the theory, saying that people who live in suburbia have healthier lifestyles and are more inclined to exercise. Now, I have a copy of that study on a table just across the room. If you can wait just a second, I'll go get it. Oh! You know, it's further away than it looks. I'll just... maybe next week. Oh, phew. In crime news, you want to bet this one makes Jay Leno's funny headlines? You know the part where he laughs and shakes his head and says, "I can't believe how dumb these criminals are." Well, Jay, if you're listening, an Australian man called police to report thieves trying to break into his home and steal his cannabis plants. Police did arrest 4 men trying to break in, and they arrested the guy for growing 16 cannabis plants. He was calling from underneath his bed, a police spokesperson told Reuters, quote, "I don't know what he was thinking. Perhaps he was smoking his own product," unquote. Asked what was to become of the marijuana plants, the policeman said all 5 of them have been destroyed. 5? Asked the reporter. "Don't you mean 16? "Oh yeah, 16, right," said the cop. "Hey, by any chance, you got a candy bar or some Cheetos?" Here's a gross little story from the Weird But True column published locally in the New York Post. Federal Express workers noticed that a couple of the packages they were delivering were leaking. They opened them up and found, packed in dry ice, a human arm and 2 legs. Authorities hurried to question the recipient, a swimming pool builder from Kirkwood, Missouri. The guy said, "Yes, the packages are mine." As a side job, he had been brokering human body parts for scientific research and storing them in his home. Local officials have since forbidden him to do that from his home, although he can keep his job if he moves to an office. Asked if he minded moving, the fella said, "Well, I don't mind going out on a limb. I just wish it didn't cost an arm and a leg." Yes! 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 Whatever could that be? What is that sound? It's not an angel getting his wings. It's not cash registers ringing up last-minute purchases. It's nothing more or less than the holiday comedy bell, sounding loud and proud to signal that Dave's gone by! Bad pun of the week. Every week, we make a play on words so armless, so amputasty, that we leave our listeners... stumped, and we have to wake them up with a holiday comedy bell. And if you want to... Joe's laughing at Amputasty. I finally got him to laugh. And if you want to hear that sound in connection with your company, then put your money where my mouth is and advertise on Dave's Gone By. The rates are cheap. The pitch is powerful. The results, remarkable. If you think I'm kidding... You think I'm kidding, Joe?
Yes.
Okay, he thinks I'm kidding. I'm not kidding. Quick, name an Indian restaurant in Rockville Center. That's right, the Tandoor Grill. And is it on Merrick Road? No, it's on Sunrise Highway, right across from the rail. And regular listeners knew that before I said it. And maybe they even visited the Tandoor Grill and had a yummy meal there, like I have. Or maybe they ordered a subscription to Performing Arts Insider magazine, and they're using it to plan their theater going over the holidays. They heard it here first. And second, and third, and fourth, and fifth, because... Advertising on Dave's Gone By works on three principles: repetition, humor, and repetition. And it helps us reach thousands of listeners every week with my message and yours. So get out your checkbook. I promise it's a drop in the bucket considering the value of what you get in return. Promotion on this program, promotion on our website, promotion in our weekly emails to listeners. Advertise on Dave's Gone By. You're really missing out if you don't. Or sponsor one of the segments, like The News Gone By, or The World Weird Web, or Dave Goes Off, or The Dave's Gone By... Bad pun of the week. Call 516-295-1511 to find out how. 516-295-1511. Between our local listeners and folks across the country hearing this show on the internet, you won't find a bigger bargain or a finer forum. 516-295-1511, or email davesgoneby@aol.com. Dave's Gone By, no apostrophe, at AOL.com to sponsor the Dave's Gone By bad pun of the week. Don't be good, be ponderful. Continuing The News Gone By with something right out of Monty Python, only it's real. A German vicar wanted to teach his parishioners about the life of Christ, so he ordered 300 copies of a video on the Gospel according to Luke. You know, where this is going. A mistake was made at the video duplication plant, and unknowingly, the priest began distributing copies of a hardcore porn film.
Yeah.
Joe's watching one now. But it's all men, Joe. He'd given out 20-odd tapes, the priest did, and heard back almost immediately that he'd made a boner. Well, Father Schwesig said he collected back all the errant videos, but he's planning to keep them because they also demonstrate, in their way, the teachings of Christ. Only when someone there turns the other cheek, they're just changing positions. Speaking of inappropriate sexual behavior... Two people were sentenced to life imprisonment in China for organizing a giant hotel sex party for tourists and prostitutes. Prostitution is illegal in China, but practiced openly in major cities and tourist areas. So what really rankles Beijing authorities is not the stooping, but that all the customers were Japanese. Now, there's no love lost between the two countries. And it didn't help that the party coincided with the day Japan attacked China in 1931. Chinese consider that day the beginning of World War II. And they still don't feel Japan has properly atoned for the mass murders and rapes committed during that conflict. So now, Chinese officials are humiliated that 400 Japanese men and 500 Chinese prostitutes took part in a three-day orgy. Communism aside, the event also caused a labor struggle at the hotel. At first, the fight seemed to be about wages, and then about health benefits, but I actually heard a translation of the negotiations. And all the workers were saying was, "I'm not touching the sheets, you touch the sheets. The sheets, I won't even touch the doorknobs." In wildlife news, last week on The News Gone By, we had a story about drunken elks. In Sweden, the elk have been eating late seasonal berries that were fermented, and this got them drunk. Well, this week's story is about a very disoriented deer in Maryland. Somehow, the animal got into the Metro Rail subway system and began running around the mezzanine at the Addison Road station. Nobody was hurt, and the deer escaped without any damage, although she did annoy a few passengers by asking if they had a spare buck. Sorry. Finally, in sports news, the inevitable was at last made official when New York Giants head coach Jim Fossil was fired this week. He'll coach the last two games of the season, meaningless games, since the Giants are 4-11 after losing 7 in a row. There's one more game left, actually. It's their longest losing streak in a decade. Fossil says he has no hard feelings leaving the team, which just 2 years ago made the Super Bowl. He did get momentarily angry in his office and tried to kick the waste paper basket, but he blew the snap and the basket veered toward the left. He tried to recover it, but he stumbled on the way to the door, falling over a chair and fumbling the keys to the executive washroom. And that's the news gone by for December 22nd, 2003. Please send your comments, opinions, and leaky boxes of legs to Dave's Gone By, P.O. Box 62, Hewlett, New York, 11557-0062, Dave's Gone By. Box 62, Hewlett, New York, 11557-0062. Your comments, your opinions, they are as much a part of the show as my inane ramblings. So please, send us a letter and an email, davesgoneby@aol.com. We reserve the right to read your letters on the air, name withheld upon request, though we will give out your social security number and mother's maiden name. davesgoneby@aol.com. Send me cards, send me letters, but please, no gospel videos. I can't bear to Luke. Back with Housewives after this. As you can see, this is not typical Housewives that we are talking about. These are not typical. In the sense, as I said, that, yes, okay, they're suburban, and yes, they've got careers and husbands and all that kind of stuff and problems and medical things, or already, like, they're nudging each other and being like, okay, what intro is he doing here? But when you hear their music and when you hear what they're talking about and how they're talking about it, I think you'll find that it's not quite the picture you will get of a typical, quote-unquote, housewife. So, first of all, I want to welcome two of the members of the band in studio with me. I've got Jillian, and I do not remember your last name, I'm sorry.
Jillian Crane.
Jillian Crane.
I thought we'd call her Miss Behaven.
Miss Behaven.
Yeah, Miss Behaven.
Got it. And she is the keyboardist for the group. Am I?
Yep. Oh, and I sing.
Wow, I remembered that from 30 seconds ago. I can't believe it.
Pretty good.
She
dances.
She does a mean jump up and down dance all
over
the
video. Oh, baby.
Oh, baby. Okay. and the other person that you heard jumping in there is Joy Rose, who
actually,
is...
Yeah, no, yeah, I am the main jumper, actually. She jumps behind me.
I pretend, you know.
She's taller. She's like twice my height, you know, so...
Wow.
I have to wear my fuzzy, giant fuzzy slipper paint cans to really be seen with her on stage.
She's only fallen off of those paint cans once.
Unfortunately, that was not the time at Giants Stadium. That was a much smaller stage where I actually did fall into the audience's lap, banged my head on their knee, but got up to finish the show.
Well, actually, when were you at, I mean, I read this on the site, but when were you at Giants Stadium?
You didn't read.
No,
you
did. I saw that on your website.
You didn't read. I sent you a bio. I sent you a press kit, and you did not read it. Did you admit it?
I'm sorry. How would I know that you were at Giants Stadium before you said it?
How would I have quoted that thing memorized, baby?
She holds people. She
quoted you saying how you got the name of the band when you were talking to
her.
How did
I get the name?
It was Half. It was like House. It was Prozac about
putting
being
him
happy.
On the spot now.
I just read it like 2 minutes ago. You expect me to remember
Housewives
that?
On Prozac came to me in a dream.
Dream, yes.
Oh,
hold on.
Okay,
let's read it together. I read it earlier.
All right,
in the segment.
Giants Stadium. Giant yeah. I made him nervous. He's rifling through papers
now. with a real rifle, so be good.
I like the way he has this table filled with chocolate. Like, we're all supposed to get juiced up on sugar here.
We're actually left over from Halloween, so...
Yeah. Oh, that's disgusting.
There's actually a pin in one of the...
Oh, my God.
Excellent. Prozac in there, or was that without Prozac?
These are prednisone. So
good. Oh, that's serious.
That was from the quote.
Oh,
I told you.
See? You notice my voice is getting deeper.
Okay, Giant Stadium.
Giant Stadium.
We played at Giant Stadium for the Lupus Alliance.
The Lupus Alliance.
It's actually called the ALR, Woody Johnson's organization. He is one of the owners of the Giants, the New York Giants.
Oh, okay.
It's the Jets. Sorry.
Jets.
We watch
a lot of football.
I'm gonna bang my can.
It was a Jet.
Oh, no,
sorry.
You
want
to try the comedy bell? It's more effective. Here's the comedy bell.
I don't like that.
You don't like the comedy?
No, I like my pan better.
Wow.
This is a little butter dish that I use for making bill. melted bill, melted.
Oh, beer. Be, yeah. Okay, got
yeah.
it.
Yeah, and my tube of lipstick you can't see because we're on we're not on actual visual right now. We're
but
just
it's
down.
Very crusty and.
It's no, my lipstick's red.
Oh yes, it's beautiful.
But the Giant Stadium gig was a lot of fun because we were actually on a stage in Giant Stadium with people there.
That's why you were excited because it was Giant Stadium. You thought it was the Giant.
But there was a giant lupus-a-thon at Giant Stadium.
It was a walk-a-thon.
Yeah,
thousands
raised
of people.
Money.
Wow.
Trying to raise
all going,
money.
Ouch, ouch, ouch.
Yeah,
right now,
I've always thought that the Lupus Alliance should actually have a contest to see who can get out of bed that day.
Who can sleep the longest instead of walk for the furthest.
Yeah, because we're making light of it, but it's actually very serious. And you can make light of things if you've actually experienced them. And since I have, I can talk about it. But this was a giant walk-a-thon. They raised a ton of money. I'm really good with numbers. It was, you know, had at least a few zeros.
$1 trillion.
And Woody Johnson, who's done amazing things, and now, you know, is he sponsors Scott. He's got a whole town in New Jersey named after him.
Oh my God.
Anyway.
I'm not sure if I would feel good coming from a town called Woody Johnson. It's like two puns in one.
Well, yeah. But, but it was a good gig.
He gets it.
It was a great gig. This is Feather Boy. Have you met Feather Boy?
No, I have not. What is a Feather Boy? We have another guest in studio, Feather Boy, who is how old are you?
I'm 12.
And how old are you, Joy? No, it's okay.
Oh, that's okay. I tell everybody. I'm 40. No, I'm 46. Listen, I have a T-shirt that says women do not have an expiration date, and you cannot wear a T-shirt that says women do not have an expiration date if you're afraid to admit your age.
Exactly. I'm 72, and I feel free to tell everybody all the time.
Well, you don't look a day over.
You know, I thank you.
If you want to see what we look like, you can look us up at housewivesonprozac.com.
Housewivesonprozac.com. But Heather Boy or Feather Boy?
Feather Boy.
Is
it's actually
related.
Feather Fortune Boy.
Feather. Where does this come from? What is that nickname
from? Well,
this is
her illegitimate adopted child.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So, Feather Boy, because you see, he's... Well, tell him all the nationalities you are.
Well, I'm African, Italian, Irish, Scottish, Native American.
Joe, hide your wallet. No.
And, I think that about sums it up.
So we adopted him from
China. And so Fortune Cookie comes from China.
So it's Fortune Cookie. So his nickname, though, it's Feather, Fortune. Because he's also partially Native American. So it's Feather, Fortune, Cookie, but we leave the cookie part out because he's so
yummy. We just call him Cookie for sure.
Well, welcome. Do you actually go on stage or do you kind of just, you know, grouping with
him? We try to keep him in a cage on the
side. All the children dance, actually.
We keep
actually.
All our children in cages, actually.
Yeah. Before I forget, we have the three people in studio here. It's okay. This is actually being piped into Neverland, so we're totally good. We do have another member of the Housewives on the phone with us before we leave her out. It's Donna. And Donna, are you there, Donna?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Donna
is hot. You guys
can
need
you
to check
me?
Out the website.
Donna, can you hear me?
This is like a super conference call or
this
something.
This is so cool, isn't it?
Awesome.
Could you hear us in the headphones? Before?
I can hear you through my phone.
No, could you hear her before? Oh, yeah, through your phone. Could you hear before you came on air?
No.
Oh.
You missed
so you didn't know about you know
I
about
heard,
Jillian's
I
son, Feather Boy?
I heard everything you guys were saying.
Did you hear about Jillian's son, Feather Boy?
I did.
I know. Good. I bet you were surprised.
Very interesting.
Is that all true? Is that the actual true story about China and all that?
Everything is true.
Okay. Just so I am my own wife.
That bell.
Nothing
give me that bell.
Here's the comedy bell.
All right, here we go.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, now, Donna, remind me, what instrument do you play?
I play the drums.
Cool. Now, I'm sure you've asked this question by every idiot radio and print journalist, but a girl playing drums, yada, 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 what made you choose that instrument? I mean, did you see the Bangles doing it? Did you see going beyond that to the Shags or what?
John Bonham from Led Zeppelin.
There you go.
He's my hero.
All
and
right.
She plays like
the one-armed John Bonham or his dad?
John Bonham from the Led Zeppelin.
Right.
You know, it was just something I always, always wanted to do. I just woke up and wanted to play the drums. You know, my mom bought me a piano and a guitar, and I played them for a week, and I kept saying, I want the drums. It was just innate in me. I just always wanted to play them.
And you were able to find bands, and from about what age on were you really part of the music scene?
I started playing out in New York City about when I was 18. So okay. I really didn't have any trouble finding bands because New York City is the capital.
She's been playing about 40 years, that means, in the music scene. Right, Donna?
40 years! Sure.
Now, how did you guys hook up with... I mean, how did all the members of the band, because you're the leader and you founded it, basically.
Yeah, but Donna basically mugged me one night on the street in New York, ripped me off, took my wallet, and...
And I thought she was beautiful, and I decided to just hang out with her after that.
She kissed me, and I woke up, and...
Actually, our listeners really want to hear more about this. This is
the kissing.
Hot lesbo action right here on Dave's Gone By.
There you go.
Excellent.
You're making Feather Boy blush here.
I'm sure, yeah. He's got
Donna,
the videos.
Donna,
yeah.
You've got to check Donna out on the website. Donna is so gorgeous, but she plays like a man, and Donna, I think you'd be complimented by me saying that, wouldn't you?
Absolutely, honey,
yeah,
thank you.
She plays like a man. So, but
so we might as well get to actually the founding of the band. What was it, 1997, 98?
98.
You were...
Well, I was...
This is Joy, by the way.
You were workshopping the first production.
Yeah, I don't know whether to give them the real story or the story of in my mind.
Which one is funnier?
Give them the real... Okay. Well, the real story... Okay, I'll give you the real story, and then I might fragmentize off. But the real story is in 90... Well, actually, 98, I was originally playing with another housewife in church basements in Westchester. And I started the band after I was diagnosed. I'd been diagnosed in 94 with lupus, and was very, very sick for a number of years, and the band actually was, or the idea of music was a way for me to heal. So I started the band playing in church basements, and then we started getting good, and I was bit by the bug again, and I had done disco music in the 80s and art rock in the 80s, and I was on fire, and the next thing you know, I wrote this rock musical, and when I wrote the rock musical, all of a sudden the other housewife and I were really out of our league, and since she kind of, you know, wanted to go her own way because she hadn't acted and she hadn't really been professionally on stages before, and once I was taking it to New York City and getting real with it, she was kind of nervous, so Jillian kind of came into my life. She saw my car driving around.
Saw the bumper sticker on this car that said Housewives on Prozac.com, and I went home to look it up. I thought it was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
And so she came on as a guest bongo player, actually, originally.
That's right. Jillian's an excellent bongo player.
No, when I first met Jillian, I said, Jillian, I know you're a great singer. You know, a friend had introduced us, and I was really honored to be. I was honored to be playing with her. She had toured nationally. She'd played Madison Square Garden as Miss Frizzle with the tour of the Magic School Bus.
If you know that cartoon from way back when.
So I was completely thrilled that she's a trained opera singer and she was going to sing with me. But you know, we had to round the band out. I said, "Do you play percussion? Maybe any instruments like that?" She said, "Sure, I play bongos."
Any good performer knows you have to just say yes. You know what I'm saying?
She pulled the bongos out of the closet.
Roller skating. Yes, of course. Yeah.
This was her.
And I would go, bongo, 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 bongo,
bongo, bongo. So, needless to say, I had to get a drummer. Okay. I'd written this rock musical, and I'd got...
What was it called?
Shut Up and Drive.
And Donna came down to the audition in New York City out of Backstage magazine, and she walked in, and Jillian, you were at the auditions, right?
She was scary.
I was afraid of her.
You weren't at that one, Jillian.
No, I wasn't at that one, but I've heard the story so many times, I feel like I was there.
I heard the second one.
Donna walks in dressed in black leather, or maybe it wasn't leather, but it looked like leather, and it looked like she had spikes, you know, the punk spikes, and her dark hair slicked back, and she's beating on these drums like a man, and I swear I ran out of the room with my tail between my legs. I said I could never play with that woman, you know, I'm too afraid. And
my accent scared her.
Your accent, too.
Yeah.
Sing a little of your solo that you do with the band.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Wait, say your famous Jingle Balls line.
Okay.
Oh, Jingle Balls.
It's okay. That was our engineer having a coronary and lupus at the same time.
Oh, Jingle Balls. I love it, she says.
This whole skit, you know, where we're hanging the tree with the
decorations. It's a real Mo Tucker there,
yeah. Exactly. Anyway, but everyone in the room when Donna played was bowled over, and I was bowled over because she's an amazing player. I mean, she's phenomenal. It's true. And anyway, so needless to say, the next day we called her up and said, "Would you like to play with us?" And she's been a core member of Housewives ever since. We couldn't live without her. We couldn't play without her.
That first production that we did was just—I couldn't wait to go to work every day. And that's when we, you know, developed our bond, and it just stayed, you know.
And where was Shut Up and Drive done? Do you remember?
I remember. It was done. I'm just thinking about your comments just then, Don. I was going to say something.
Oh, sure. Well, yeah.
No, I was just going to say that's before she started dreading coming to work when we started dragging her all over crazy gigs that we do. Everything from shopping malls to PTA fundraisers to New York City nightclubs.
Yeah, we've done it all.
Syracuse, Buffalo.
Yeah, but
Kentucky.
That
outside, inside, uptown, downtown.
You got it.
But have you actually just veer you off track a little bit? Have you done outside New York? Have you done a tour?
Oh yeah,
some kind of tour circuit. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. And we did just get a little record label deal with this Christmas song. So, I consider an original band, you know, with a bunch of vagabond housewives, lesbians, and whatnots, with Feather Boy in tow, getting a record deal, you know, is pretty amazing.
Well, what is the label?
It's BT Puppy. And they're the original Tokens, you know, the In the Jungle.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, yeah, well, so that's them. And they signed us. They produced some amazing girl acts through you know, the 60s, 70s, 80s. And
did you tie a yellow ribbon?
They produced that.
We'll forgive them.
Yeah, but, you know, hey, it made a dime or two.
Yeah.
It
also sent a few people to the insane asylum. But
probably.
But anyway, so that's our label, and they released the Christmas song, I Broke My Arm Christmas Shopping at the Mall,
Actually, that's a pretty good lead-in. Joe, can we hear I Broke My Arm? We played it last week. We'll play it again. This is on the new label now, this song, BT Puppy Label, which is available on their website, or...
It's available on the website. You can buy it at cdbaby.com. It's distributed, I believe, at this point, digitally on the internet, and...
Right.
And BT Puppy Records, but you can buy it at www.housewivesonprozac.com as well.
Cool. I Broke My Arm Christmas Shopping at the Mall.
Attention Christmas shoppers, check out aisle 3.
It started out well enough. It was a season based on love, special song in every sight in every hall. Like every other girl, I filled my cart up in a whirl as I celebrate lots and lots of stuff. But there were specials on that day. There was an in-store toy display with this year's must-have cartoon gimmick. And when I turned around, another mother mowed me down. I held my head and screamed, I think they overdid it. It was a small stampede in aisle number 3. I broke my arm Christmas shopping at the mall. How, 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 how. I broke my arm Christmas shopping at the mall. How, 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 how. Oh, and the ambulance arrived. I had tears in my eyes. I was on the floor clutching at my elbow. So they carted me away to the hospital to stay. And a clown came round dressed as Santa fellow. Oh, but the worst part really is that when I had to face my kids later on when presents were revealed, on Tylenol and splints, I had nothing else to give. While I stood beneath the tree, I simply fell. You've got enough junk, you're the dead soul. You've got enough junk, you're the dead soul.
Yeah, the jingle bells, Pepin's bells, Robin laid an egg.
Small stampede in aisle number 3. I broke my arm Christmas shopping at the mall. How, 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 how. I broke my arm Christmas shopping at the mall. How, 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 how. I broke my arm Christmas shopping at the mall. How, 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 how. Oh no!
Oh yes!
Merry Christmas, everybody!
What'd you say, Don?
Merry Christmas, everybody!
Merry
and happy
Christmas.
Hanukkah!
And happy Hanukkah!
And happy Hanukkah!
So,
yeah.
I Broke My Arm Christmas Shopping at the Mall from Housewives on Prozac. We're here with two and a half of the members of the band, Joy Rose, Jillian,
Crane like the bird.
Jillian Crane.
Like
I love
my shirt.
I'll ask you three more.
Just call her Miss Behaven.
Miss Behaven. Feather Boy, Feather Duster Boy, Feather something.
Feather Fortune Boy.
Feather Chinese Cookie Fortune
That's
Thing
right.
Boy.
Right,
he's lucky. I lucky Tom.
And Donna, the drummer, on the phone. Hi, Donna.
How you doing?
Okay, we're still all here.
I'm
great.
Still
Still going to target this one at Joy, though, because as a songwriter, you spoke about getting the band together, but sounds like you've been writing songs for a while back, and I'm wondering how those come to you and when you started realizing you were doing that, and when you realized that the type of songs you were writing were falling into a certain sound and pattern that would become Housewives.
Well, that's a good question. Ooh, could I have a little choir, Jillian? Like a little angelic choir?
Ooh,
I was lying on my bed.
I like the story already.
I was sick and I was feeling bad. And I prayed out to God and I said, God, find me. God, help me.
Ooh,
I said, I've only written lyrics up to this point. I said, I've done the art rock thing. I've done the mother thing. I've driven around the suburbs looking for the supermarket. I've had an interesting, interesting journey. But I have yet to write any music, Lord. So music, music, could you come to me on the wings of the angels and find me, dear God? And then a song was born. It was born in my bed when I was diagnosed with lupus and under chemotherapy. And the lyrics came out full steam. 1, 2, 3. Chemotherapy was written in a night. And the words and the music came out as one. And for the first time in my life, I wasn't just a lyricist. I was a musician as well. And that all happened because of...
what?
Divine inspiration.
Yeah!
No, seriously, I was a lyricist. I was a weirdo and a lyricist for a long time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then
weirdo.
she tries to put that
Donna,
off.
Donna, you know, I played with that whole art rock downtown post-punk avant-garde scene.
Oh yeah.
You know, you were there.
I know the story.
Peter, you were there.
Yeah. Peter Blue.
I mean, I think you were probably there in one of those clubs.
I probably
doing,
saw one of your gigs.
Yeah, I probably saw one of your gigs.
That was back in the 30s.
That was in the late 80s. Thank you very much. No, that was the early 80s, actually, before Jillian was born. Although she looks like she's three times older than me.
Oh! You better watch out.
Quit doing that to me.
You're listening to Dave's Gone By on AM 1240 WGBB Freeport and AM 1240 WGBB.com with the Housewives on Pro. I don't even own this show anymore. I'm just watching some women be weird here. Yeah, continue.
Oh, man.
Well, we're setting up the chemotherapy song, so,
oh, yeah,
so tell.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let me just tell you, because we have Donna sort of hanging there.
Yeah, okay.
Can we just hear her talk again? Because does she not have the most absolutely fabulous voice?
Oh, yeah, I should have my own radio show. It would be called Forget About It. W, Forget About It.
Forget About It Live.
Forget About It Live. With Donna Kelly, Donna Boomchick Kelly.
Well, I'll tell you what, here's a question that she can kind of take part in. Since you're the songwriter, at what point do you sort of step back and allow the band to change or shape things or make the sound of it? Or is it all you and then you just say, like, you play this way, you play this way, it should sound like this, and boom.
All right, here's what she does.
And now this is Jillian talking.
Yes, this is Jillian. This is what she does. She has this little tape recorder, and apparently this is what Mariah Carey does, too, so it
yes,
can't be that bad.
Right.
She plays it, you know, she's in the car driving, and she sits there, and she goes, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, and then I was walking, oh, yeah, and
it's
then she comes
so
and
true.
She plays that for everybody else and says, isn't that going to be a great song?
What should we do with this?
No, it's a little better than that, but she brings in the basic kind of structure of the song, the lyrics. Sings us the tune, usually plays it on her guitar, and then we go from there as a band. We add pieces, we kind of feel it and bring on the groove.
And does anybody actually transcribe? Do you read the music, or is it like more like a rock band where you know it and you play it?
I actually do usually bring chord changes.
Chord change, yeah.
Yeah. She actually
well,
knows
we arrange it pretty much together all
She's
the
like
time.
A musician,
yeah.
You know, we come up with different groove ideas and. You know, Joy's always willing to hear our ideas, and
of course,
if she likes them, they're in.
But do either of any of the other band members write songs at all? Or?
Oh, Donna, yeah, everybody writes. Jillian's got a bunch of songs recorded. Donna writes. Donna plays wonderful guitar and sings really sexy, slow. Well, you want to sing a little?
No.
Oh, come on,
you have a guitar
there?
We can do it.
I don't sing.
Don, yes, I sing.
Come on, baby.
One of my goals, actually, because every single person in the band is immensely talented, and the whole thing about Housewives is really bringing out the passion in everybody. And it's great that I have my passion and that I'm surrounded by all these amazing people who want to, you know, ride the wave with me. But each of them also has their own passion, and within each audience that we go to, each of those women have their own passion.
Right.
And what we want to do is be a vehicle for everybody to really explore their vitality. And
the men, too.
Yeah, and the men, too. But so my point is like with each of the girls in my band, one of my ultimate goals is definitely that we have an entire album of co-created music where Donna puts a song or two on, Jillian puts a song or two on, Kyle puts a song or two on, I put a song, because I have a solo album as well. I don't have it here, but... You know, so we've all contributed, and we have this piece of music that's us collectively, but also our individual voices.
It's the Housewives White Album, basically.
Totally.
Yeah.
I'd be really into that. And we do this thing called Mama Palooza, which is all mother rockers. And yeah. And that happens.
That's Mother Rockers, ladies and gentlemen, yeah. In case the FCC is listening. Okay.
Rockers. It happens once a year in New York City. We do Mother Poets, Mother Rockers, Mother Storytellers.
It's a great night.
Yeah, it's a fabulous night.
Do you do folk music and you become Mother Folkers?
Yeah. No. Yeah. Well, we don't do folk, but we invite moms who do folk.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you?
I just got that engineer like right there. Like
Dave,
nervous
took
about the
years
off
Dave
his
is,
life.
Dave is twitching wildly in his seat here.
You didn't get it?
Well, that's my passion, but we'll get to that later. Anyway, lupus. Tell us about the delightful
chemotherapy.
Well, why would you get chemotherapy for
delightful
lupus?
Delightful chemotherapy.
Yeah. Okay.
Because lupus is an autoimmune illness where your body mistakes itself as the enemy. And so
that happened to Michael Jackson. Yeah, okay.
That was pretty quick. So they do anything they can to shut your immune system down. And chemo, aggressively, when you're as sick as I was one of the only tools they had. I don't know how well it worked. I guess it saved me, but it didn't save my kidneys. So
she wrote this great song from it. I mean, hey.
But are you cured? Or are you in remission? Or how does that all work?
Technically, once you have a kidney transplant, lupus can go into remission. Or you can just live with it. Like Jillian actually has lupus too. We're oddly enough.
Yeah, we both.
I mean, you have
both,
no relation. I mean, it's just like, wow.
No, it's not weird. Catching or anything. Don't worry. I see you moving back in your chair.
My kidney. Don't
worry. I haven't caught it yet.
That was what was so weird.
I haven't caught it yet. Yeah.
It was weird. Is that when I saw Joy's bumper sticker and before I joined the band, I didn't know she had lupus, and I was just going through the period of time where I was figuring out what I was going through and my pain, and then.
And both of you, but how are you?
I'm doing really well, although
We almost didn't do the radio show. You remember, I called you last
week.
Yeah,
I thought you were just sick with a cold.
No, we did. We've done three shows. We did a medical center Christmas party. We did the Galleria Mall, and we did a shop down in Soho. We were playing in her store window. We've done four times now. Yeah. A store down on Grand Street called Yasu. And Jillian was crispy fried. She does a bunch of shows like that. She works her job. She's...
I often joke around that I go to bed at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night.
She really does.
I really do.
She really does.
While partying. Yeah.
So
man.
I didn't know whether she was going to, be able to get it together to fly here all the way from the West Coast. And the fact that she did really
China.
Made me thrilled.
What?
Oh, Jilly.
It's like mostly truth, but with a little West Coast thrown in there.
Okay. That wasn't the word.
No, yeah. I mean, it's tough every day, but if you learn to kind of live with the basic pain, the joint pain and stuff like that, and battle through and realize that every moment is precious and to live each day as if it were your last.
That's right.
That's one of Joy's...
We have a song like that, Joy's, actually. We don't have
Joy's
it with...
Songs.
Oh, okay.
But
we do have... And in fact, the intro to the song on the disc kind of tells a little bit of the story anyway. So why don't we go to that?
Okay.
This is the chemotherapy song. It's off the live CD. It's called Housewives on Prozac Live.
And this is Donna Kelly banging away on drums, singing, and Jillian supporting it all.
Here we go.
You guys have been so great. And I have to tell you that I can sing a song about the heart because... Some of you who know I almost died a few times, and the last time was when I had a kidney transplant about a year and a half ago. And after you come into an experience like that, it really registers how important it is, not just to honor things around you and your commitments and all that kind of stuff, but also, to really get in touch with what makes you passionate. Okay, this is a song called Chemotherapy. And I wrote this when I was on chemotherapy to treat the lupus that eventually caused me the renal problems. But I send this song out, really, from my heart to anyone who knows someone who's going through some kind of medical problem or is in chemotherapy or is in a hospital. We go out and we have a good time and we forget that there are people everywhere who are suffering. And so we'll take this time during this song to send our prayers and light out to them. I come to sit, I watch it drip, I watch it fall, and that's not all. I feel the pain. Again. I feel the burn.
I feel the burn. I try to breathe, I try to breathe, I try to talk, talk, talk. I ask him why, the words won't come. I only cry.
Housewives on Prozac with a happy little tune called Chemotherapy. Actually, it's Chemo on the back of the album. The full title of the song is Chemotherapy. Well, whichever you prefer, but Joy Rose, something Crane, Jillian Crane,
oh,
Donna,
yeah,
on the phone, and Feather Boy, Feather Thing Duster,
yeah,
Boy.
Anthony
Thing Boy, who is actually the adopted child of Jillian. The old big story there that was not necessarily what it is.
Only and on Thursday.
What's with the frog hat? Is that just for fun? We've got Joy Rose wearing a frog on her head. I think it's, yeah,
yeah, it's
a
big,
peace
frog.
It's
who
green,
designed it? It's green.
Yeah.
It doesn't say ribbit, though. It's a very quiet hat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. And it's large, right?
Sorry, I'm asked. Okay.
yeah. Very large and stunning.
It's, yeah, it's very cool. No,
when
I love frogs. I have two frogs at home.
And I grew a frog on my head, actually, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
They're in now, aren't they?
Yes.
Oh, I love
See,
her.
See, Donna have, gets it. She's yeah. from New York City. She's got it. She's from Manhattan.
Everybody in New York wears frogs.
this is true?
Big, big trend.
Oh. This is locusts and boils next? Anywho, Real Music Live, since you guys are in the studio, I've got three live human people here, plus one on the phone who can, you know, I guess bang the phone receiver on the table. You want to do a rap? You want to do a joke? You want to do a song? What do you want to do?
Well, Don, do you have to go out and meet some friends, right, baby? Or can
Whatever.
You stay?
I'm hanging here.
You're hanging?
Listen to the show, baby.
Okay,
all right.
Baby.
Because you know we're better with you than
I'll play the bongos
you.
From here, Donna, don't worry.
There you go.
Donna, you want to hear Feather Boy?
Yes, I'd love to.
Okay. Over cornflakes in the kitchen, my daughter says, I love you. I say, I love you too. And I begin to contemplate from beginning to the end how this cycle twists and bends into the eternal. Tie your shoes, wash your face, clear your dishes. Clear your plate. This is my mantra, 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 mantra.
Ding dong! Snap out of it!
But the days are too soon passing, while this love is everlasting.
I don't know.
In the daily ritual of a simple life, I see my blessing
lay
before me. Make your bed, comb your hair, hurry up, play fair. Take a bath, don't hurt your sister or your brother. Please be kind to one another. Please be kind to one another. Please be kind to one another. And always listen to your mother. Over cornflakes, over cornflakes,
over cornflakes, maybe over Frosted Flakes. How about pancakes? Mommy, can you make me some waffles?
Yeah.
All right.
He's pretty good, huh, Donna?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Not only was
that a doorbell that went off?
Yeah, look who just came in. Oh my, Santa Claus, what are you doing here? I didn't know you were going to come early. Santa.
He came early and often.
According to the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, both male reindeer and female reindeer grow antlers in the summer each year. Male reindeer, however, drop their antlers at the beginning of winter, usually late November to mid-December. Female reindeer retain their antlers till after they give birth in the spring. Therefore, according to every historical rendition depicting Santa's reindeer, every single one of them, from Rudolph to Blitzen, had to be a girl. We should have known only women, while pregnant, would be able to drag a fat man in a red velvet suit all around the world in one night and not get lost.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, see, there's the happy...
Oh, bye-bye, Santa!
See you later!
Santa smoked too much this year, man.
Yeah, well...
emphysema or something.
Santa can rap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Santa can another rap for us, Jillian.
Anthony. Feather boy, go ahead.
What do you want to do?
I want to. The Santa's gonna rap a second.
And Donna, you can join in too.
Santa.
Oh, baby.
It's Anthony, you know. Well, go ahead, Santa.
It's me again, yes, how did you guess? Cause the last time, you were really impressed, and now I'm bolder. Cold, getting colder, and at the very same time, you're getting a patty potty, and it's older. But now it's all the rage, far too long, made mistakes that allowed me. Fat and ugly belly get in my way. Santa, you know what you look like? Say, I'm no in-between, no top of the rack or the pearl and queen. If you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen, I ain't got no time for no boo-boo.
Okay. Yes, ladies and gentlemen.
Look, there's a
big laugh. I'm completely entertained, ladies.
Say that again.
What, sorry?
What did you say, Don?
I said I'm completely entertained over here.
You are?
Yeah.
Well,
you know
good.
What? The reindeer left little pellets on the way out here.
But they're candy cane color. That's the shape of them. I do have to apologize while they were wrapping it. The station has some wonderful things about it, but one of the horrible things is they've got a freaking doorbell that sounds actually in the studio.
So, fabulous.
Because it's the only way that you can hear people coming in.
How else are we going to know when Santa gets here?
I know, it is rather loud. Okay, well, yeah. But I'm Jewish, so I don't even want Santa here.
Oh,
my
gosh. Oh, I think did he insult us?
That's horrible.
That's horrible. I'm nailing Santa to a crucifix after the show.
Get Santa out of here.
We have to go to break. We have a couple of commercials to do, but they're only going to take about a minute, and then we will be back with more of The Housewives on Prozac. Just Joy there talking about getting off a little bit about something.
Getting off?
That's what I heard, or something about the frog
saying,
on her head, perhaps.
I was simply
with
saying
my son
that
here?
Jillian is 6 foot two and still growing at the age of 30.
77.
How old are you? 30. You're
30.
She's 30.
Well, were you,
and still
did
single.
You grow an inch recently?
Wait, she's still single, even though she has an adopted 12-year-old son who's already gone through puke.
And you wonder why I'm single. You just wonder.
Yeah.
6 foot 2 with an adopted son.
She puts him in the cage at night, invites a date over, and all he does is rattle the cage the whole time she's trying to kiss the new guy. It's terrible.
Okay. Well, there's a lead into slow motion emotion that I don't want to think about.
That
will be the next song, Joe, by the way. Why don't we play it?
We're all done here.
Which is cute. Yeah.
Slow motion emotion. All right.
Change of pace.
All right. Well, it's like sexy. Here we go. We're gonna like get sex stuff now. I mean, it's like slow and it's about kissing and
and all those things.
I'm really happy. I didn't lose these two ladies yet. If I keep them hanging in here, I've done a good job tonight. Out of the station.
Getting slow motion emotional with the Housewives on Prozac. Here with Joy Rose, with Featherboy, with Jillian Crane, with Donna on the drums. I'm sorry, I don't remember Donna's last name. And
Kelly.
And why don't you, since they're not here, who are the other members of the band?
Kyle and Bert.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle, let me just say her name lovingly. Kyle and Bert.
Known as Whoop Ann.
Known as Whoop Ann Bert. And Angela Babin on guitar. Angela's our newest member. And my cousin, my sweet little cousin, Susan Graham on bass.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, you wanted to talk about vaginas?
Yes.
Yes, I love talking. There's something about the word vagina that just feels good to say. Everybody, if you're driving in your car, if you're at home with the radio on, just say it once out loud, okay? Ready? One, two.
Come on, Donna.
Three. Vagina. No, seriously. Some of you are just like laughing, thinking, I'm not going to say it.
No,
you know,
I think some people
see.
Just click their radio off, actually.
Oh, maybe. But try it again.
People are afraid.
Wait, it feels so good.
People are afraid.
Depends what you're doing. Yeah.
I think people are afraid to admit, especially once you have children, like where they actually came from. Because we get to a certain age and we want to sort of fool our children into thinking, you know, that we never had sex so that they hopefully won't ever have sex.
The stork is coming.
Yeah, and, you know, throw on these burlap bag dresses.
Well, storks have anal, by the way, just so that's why it throws them completely off.
They have what?
Don't, yeah, keep going.
Go on, babe.
Donna, now that she's brought the subject up, I mean, what, do you have anything to say about, you know, vaginas?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
I have tons to say about it.
Well,
it's all private.
It's all private?
Well, private part, anyway, yeah, but what?
Bada boom.
Bada boom.
Thank you.
Bada boom.
That was a good one.
You know, seriously, we do a bit in the play, right, where we talk about, you know, that, you know.
Oh, Jilly goes on and on.
She goes
I
on,
go on and on.
Do you
want
to sing that little song that you do?
Go ahead, Anthony. You give me the guitar solo. You know Sweet Home in Alabama? Well, here it goes. Sweet home in my vagina. Lord,
okay. Yeah, okay.
And when you're older,
we can't go any further with that.
Really
get Dave in trouble.
Yeah.
Delicious Dave would be...
Delicious. Dave, you are so delicious. You're
Thank
married,
you.
Aren't you, Dave?
I am married, yes.
Yes.
Man.
Only two of us in the band, three of us in the band are married, actually.
Three married, one lesbian, and one in the single.
No, two lesbian. One single.
And, oh, there's six altogether.
Yeah, there's six.
I thought
members.
You had married lesbian in there, which
We've
is
got,
well,
no.
Massachusetts you could, but
yes,
yeah.
Right, but in New York you have to, you know, can't do that actually still. We like to be politically correct and cover all of our.
We played at Pride
in
New York City. It was very fun this year. In Bryant Park in the rain. It was really good. The Pride rally, and it was good, and the march was good. Right, Donna?
Yeah, and we did, Ithaca too, right?
Oh, yeah, we did a
women's festival. Although, it's very beautiful.
Okay. Let's play a bit of... I'm
Wild, Wonderful Lesbians.
Yeah.
I wrote this song. I know what you're going to play next, because we started talking about vaginas, and every woman has one. Most do, anyway.
Most, yeah.
And
some have two.
Yes.
Very scary when you see that.
And some have them removed and put something else in their place. But then they're not really women anymore. They're...
Bowling balls, basically. I don't know.
Something altogether. Also interesting and true. And this next song actually is written for my next door neighbors in Westchester. There were these two women, and they
Very
wanted
shocking.
To,
They're
they,
gay.
They wanted to have Look a out. Family. They had one child, and then they had another. I don't know exactly the technicality of how they achieved this female couple, but it was a beautiful thing. And they asked me to write a song for them, so I did. It's called Gay Girls Make Great Moms.
On WGBB with the Housewives on Prozac. Just have a minute or two or three to talk with them before, unfortunately, we have to let them go. Until they come back next time, please do. It's been great fun, guys.
Thanks.
Gals.
We like
Dave.
Yeah.
Thank you, Donna.
Thanks for having us, Dave.
Yeah.
So tell me, gigs, where can people see you?
People can see us. Well, first of all, it's always good to check out the website, www.housewivesonprozac.com, and Prozac is spelled with a C, and for those of you who don't know. And our next local gig would probably be, the closest thing would be the Cutting Room in New York City on January 29th. That's on West 24th Street. All of our gigs are always posted on the website. And Ladies Home Journal is actually doing a story on us, which will be coming out in March. And that's the closest gig to Long Island, but we're always game for new venues. So if there are any listeners out there that want to recommend places, I oftentimes follow up on things that friends and fans send to me through the internet, and maybe we can come play someplace near you. We have played a bunch of shows out in Fire Island in the summertime.
We have a 50th birthday.
We did Good Morning Long Island.
We did Good Morning Long Island. Yeah, that's right. We have some nice video footage from that. We did the Manhasset Inn, a couple of places a few years ago out here. And, you know, we'd love to come back to Long Island. I mean, this is maybe the beginning of it. What do you say, Dave?
Sounds great to me. You're certainly
we also do private. Yeah. We've done some private parties out here.
Well, we won't talk about those.
Birthday parties.
Private parts.
Yeah, all they have to do is, you know, pay us and send a limo, and we're happy to play.
Well, we're happy to have you here. Yeah. Thank you, Joy Rose. Thank you, Jillian. Thank you, Featherboy. Thank you, Donna. Thank you, Dave. Let's hear one last cut from the live album, Housewives on Prozac Live. This is good enough, and it's certainly
thank you,
good
everybody
enough.
Listening. Yeah.
And now, a word from our sponsor. Come on. We're waiting. Come on. Tell us about your wonderful product. Convince us to use your helpful professional service. Encourage us to shop or eat or patronize your establishment. Well, what are you waiting for? It's a great time slot, a radio station that reaches thousands all over Long Island, thousands more on the internet, and a radio show people listen to, pay attention to, week after week. All that's missing is your message. So if you have a product, event, or service, don't blow your budget on overpriced print media or bad promotions. Use this time on this show. Advertise on Dave's Gone By. To get a piece of the Dave, call 516-295-1511, 295-1511, or email davesgoneby@aol.com. And now a word from you. Welcome back to Dave's Gone By on AM 1240 WGBB Freeport and AM 1240 WGBB.com. Just a couple of reminders before we close the show. Please, if you like the show, if you didn't like the show, either way, want to hear from you, your comments and questions, davesgoneby@aol.com, and don't forget the website, hometown.aol.com/davesgoneby, where you can buy my book, and you can also buy audio tapes of past Dave's Gone By shows. In fact, this one will be available in a week or two, so you'll definitely want that. And you also can go to the website and find out about sponsoring segments of the show and advertising, all that cool stuff. To help us out, hometown.aol.com/Dave's Gone By. If you forget the URL, just Google search Dave's Gone By and you'll find it super quick. Okay, time for a couple of super quick thank yous. Thank you, as always, engineer Joe Salzone. Don't miss his programs, various ones on the station, Your World with Joe Salzone, Radio at the Speed of Now, Sunday nights at 6. He's also got a television show, Sundays at 1 on Cablevision Channel 20, Your World with Joe Salzone. He also has a late night program Sunday nights at 11, and a Monday night program tonight at 11, Live at Night with Joe Salzone. And you can also hear him on Monday nights at 6, just before my program goes on. I want to thank you also, Bonnie D. Graham, host of Long Island's Dating, Friday nights at 6. Thank you to my sponsors, the Tondora Grill, 222 Sunrise Highway in Rockville Center. Lunch, dinner, and a brand new banquet hall. Check them out at TondoraGrill.com. Leave off the last I for Indialicious. Want to give a thank you to Tony and Joanne for their fine Christmas party this weekend. Want to thank my wife Joyce because loving her is the best holiday gift any man could ask for. I also want to wish my Aunt Bonnie the best of health and speaking healing. She had bunion surgery today. Great fun, I know. Ugh. Might have to get one myself in a few years, so God willing, she's well. And thank you, of course, Housewives on Prozac for a great fun show. And thank you, all of you, for making me as giddy as a Prozac fiend. Be with me next week for the last show of the year. We'll have guest Charlie Gross talking theater and all sorts of other stuff as we bid 2003 adieu. Let's do this again for the last time this year. Until then, don't miss your days going by. This is Dave Lefkowitz. Good night. Be good, for goodness sake. And gone by.
Against the blue ocean, against the tomorrow's sky.